Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then also with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy, and then lastly, more fishing tips from Minnesota Pro Guide and Pro Angler Burl Brosdahl. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Keep your resolutions to have more fun and get more done during the Polaris New Year's sales event at Hayward Power Sports. Get your perfect ride and take advantage of financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $1,200. The Polaris side-by-side lineup has it all. Get more done with a hardworking Ranger, elevate your adventure in the versatile General, or live your life wide open in the high-performance Razor. With accessories from cabs and heaters to plows, rat kits, and more, you can dominate whatever nature brings. Rather have an ATV, work in the woods, or tame the trails on an unstoppable Sportsman. Looking for a ridiculous bargain? You can get a 2020 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV for less than $100 a month. Don't miss out on the Polaris New Year's sales event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 2/29/20. Subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, right next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out co-host is Trent Hoff. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, John.
You know, we're getting later and later and later in the winter as we go here. We're talking February now, and we're talking, you know, it's going to be only a couple months left, let's hope, of the ice fishing season. What are you hearing out there as far as right now, ice conditions and the fishing?
Well, actually, it seems like the second half of January has been a fairly tough bite all around. But I have been hearing, and from personal experience as well, some of these smaller bodies of water, you know, these smaller lakes that don't necessarily get beat up as much, are still producing fish. You might have to work a little harder to get back into them, but they can definitely produce.
You know, and most of people, I think, concentrate on panfish as we get, and then it'll be a bunch of guys going after perch, too, but panfish and the pike is pretty much what most of the guys go after.
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, we do still have some walleye guys coming in, but yeah, the pike and the panfish, that's what's taking the cake right now. And we are starting to see some of these panfish starting to suspend a bit more often. Part of that is in part to we are starting to see some vegetation die off, and it becomes anoxic on the bottom, so they tend to come up.
Yeah, you know, and that's a typical thing in the wintertime we see. Let's hope we don't get a big rash of that earlier than normal, and we start running into oxygen problems on some lakes, which can happen. But we'll talk about that as we get into the winter here. You know, talk about the walleye fishing. Not many people going out, but usually that really picks up a week or so before the end of the game fish season.
Correct, and it does seem that as the winter has progressed, we've noticed it has become more of a night bite on these walleye. And actually, a lot of people have been fishing it, depending on the body of water, but about 10 to 17 feet on average.
You know, you mentioned suspended fish, but I want to go to perch here a little bit. You know, as we get into the mid to late winter, quite a few people tend to go after perch. We don't see as many of the real big perch we used to see, but you can get into some nice 9, 10, 11-inch perch in some lakes, and the typical areas they're finding them is usually always deeper, and it's usually on them mud flats.
Yes. Actually, that's what I've been doing to get on these panfish, you know, bluegill, crappie, and perch, and it's been paying off. Typically, there's a bit more open water there, and so you might not see quite so many ice fishermen conglomerated into one area. And for me, that has tended to pay off this winter.
You know, and the one thing too is when if you're going after those perch, I mean, look for that soft bottom. Pay attention to your depth finders. Use your electronics. That's going to be a big key to finding those fish. Move around until you find them. And then don't be afraid to try other stuff. I mean, like jigging spoons. Even tiny little, like the jigging wraps or the puppet minnows, they'll hit them too.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of good options out there. You don't necessarily need to stick with lead or stick with tungsten. Those jigging spoons, they can do some damage, especially when they like a bit more of an aggressive action. It's a good one to do those 2 to 4 foot rips, you know, and then kind of let it settle back down. And the Kekender K-Rip or the Rapala Rip and Wrap are also can be good options. I've personally seen recently that the bluegills and crappies are foraging on panfish fry, and so you get something that kind of matches the hatch, so to speak, that way, and it can have some fun.
Well, you know, and you mentioned bluegills and crappies. A lot of people though are afraid to try like a little tiny Castmaster jigging spoon on bluegills, but bluegills clobber those things.
Oh, absolutely. I've got some shell crackers on lures that you might think will be a little too big for them, but you know, the big ones, the big bluegills and fish, bigger fish in general, they're kind of setting back, watching the little ones take the little bait. And a lot of times, you throw something just a slightly bigger out there, and those bigger fish will be a bit more enticed.
You know, and you guys, anything anybody needs for ice fishing, you guys are really well stocked up here at Hayward Bait. You also got some things on sale too, I think.
Yeah, we certainly do. We got some electronics on sale, and again, augers, shacks. And we did recently restock on some of the lures that have been really popular this winter. And so if we didn't have it the last time you were in, come back in, check us out. We'll probably have it now.
And don't be afraid to try the ice fishing, some of the ice fishing lures and jigs in the summertime for panfish, because they work there too.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. Actually, I've done pretty darn good using some of my summer tackle in the winter. For instance, the tattletails and chicken jigs. Working those about a week ago and doing pretty good on the crappie there.
And you know, the thing we should talk about real quick here before we take a break is Walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin 24th annual family ice fishing event will be coming up on the 15th.
Yep, that's not too far away now. And if you do need your tickets, your bundles or wristbands, stop on into the shop. We provide those for you too.
You know, we're going to take a break right now, Trent, and try to hear from some of our fine sponsors that help make this show possible every week. We come back and we've got a neat interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy talking about new lakes and quite a bit on the Shawamigan Bay, too. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hit the trails with the Polaris New Year sales event at Hayward Power Sports. This is Johnny, and we have a nice selection of brand new 2020s, and they're all ready for fun. Hurry in for rebates up to $500, plus 0% financing for 12 months, or get 3-year warranties on select sleds. With excellent riding conditions, they won't last long. It's the Polaris New Year sales event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
See dealer for details. Polaris recommends a rider's ticket training course. Wear a helmet and safety gear. Never drink and ride.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And myself, John Marion, and helping out co-host is Trent Hoff. And Trent, you know, we got a lot of water up here to fish, and yet a handful of lakes get most of the pressure, it seems like.
Well, you know, there's comfort in familiarity, but, you know, you put yourself in a uncomfortable situation, and a lot of times that's room to grow. And hitting some of these unfamiliar bodies of water, you definitely want to be cautious on ice you're not familiar with. But that being said, a lot of times these lakes that are, you know, off the beaten trail, so to speak, those fish haven't been pressured as hard. They haven't seen these lures on a day-to-day basis. And so to them, it's something new. And of course, you're going to have a little bit better luck that way.
You know, and that holds true in the summertime and the spring, too. There's so much water to fish up here. I had a chance to talk to Hayward area fishing guide Tim Duffy, who's kind of kicked around a lot of different lakes. He grew up here. So let's hear what he has to say about different waters and different places to fish up here. Tim, you know, when it comes to fishing up here, one thing I always try to encourage people is we've got so much water up here to try fishing on. And a lot of people seem to go back to the same lake all the time because they know that lake and they feel comfortable with it. But learning a bunch of water sometimes makes a difference because there's times when one lake is kind of like the Dead Sea and you go down the road a little ways and the fish are biting.
Yeah, I mean, definitely that's the case. And, you know, we all get stuck in that rut. I mean, a lot of times having the time, I like to hit new lakes. But if you got a job coming up and you know, so a lot of times, you know, I'm thinking about getting them fish, getting them action. So a lot of times I'll go to the smaller lakes and stuff like that. But I mean, the nice thing about getting older is that I've ice fished on almost every lake around here. You know, me and you've been on the Flow Edge. We've been Grindstone Lake, used to be Dynamite, Couderay, the little Up and Lower Twin, Tiger Cat Flow Edge, all those lakes. But you come up with a handful of smaller little lakes that are kind of back in the boondocks, but close to good access that, you know, a guy could look at. And we talk about that all the time. It's just having the time to go do it. You know, I'm older, I got my daughter. So if there's time to do it, I love doing it. But sometimes it's just a little bit tougher to do it. But like, you know, a lot of my people said that, you know, you can go to the same lake and catch fish. But a lot of times, a lot of people come up time and time again. And a lot of times it sounds weird because they want different scenery rather than to catch the fish in the same lake, even though you catch fish. And I've had that happen numerous times. They go, yeah, Duff, we want to go get crappies. All right, we go get crappies. And then they say, well, let's go to Grindstone. And I'll go, well, it's not happening right now, but we've caught them there in the past. So they go, come on, let's go there, we'll get them. And so we go out there and we don't get nothing. Then they go, oh, let's go back and get the crappies. And I'm like, well, we could have just stayed there and caught the crappies in the first place. And we do scout, you know what I mean? So you kind of know, but it's kind of a waste of time. And a lot of times we're the guide, but they try to tell you what to do. And really, you kind of do it, but we should stay on the lake that we were getting the crappies because that's what they want.
Well, you know, anybody else that wants to get out and fish a different lake, there's so much information. The DNR's got actual even booklets and pamphlets with information on these lakes, what's in them and things.
Well, they definitely do. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of like the information that we have is old information from 20 years ago or something like that. And those lakes change. I mean, some lakes that didn't have something do have something. Some, you know, at one time maybe they had walleyes, now they don't have walleyes. But the lakes constantly change. But the DNR does surveys every year, and they get a really good idea of what's in that lake. If there's walleyes, if there's muskies, northerns. And some of these lakes aren't supposed to have something, and then all of a sudden they're in there. And, you know, fish are transported from lake to lake. They can be stocked or whatever, but a lot of them, from ducks and birds and stuff like that, the eggs get on their feathers, they fly to another lake, and they can be transported that way.
Yeah, you know, there, a lot of that information on their surveys and stuff is all available right on their website and stuff, too.
Oh yeah, it's so easy to get the information nowadays. I mean, even like registering a deer or getting your guide license or getting a fishing license. It's like you can take your iPhone or whatever, and you got an iPhone and a credit card, and like you can buy all the stuff right on your phone. Where before you used to have to go into the DNR station or go here, or go there, fill out applications, and snowmobile registration, boat registration, any of that stuff. I mean, it's very simple. And even deer registration, you think about, you know, you had to get your license, tag the deer, bring the deer to a registration site, then from the site, take the deer to a processor or whatever you want to do there. So a lot of running around where nowadays it's pretty simple to get that stuff done.
Well, just not to mention the fact that the learning curve is much faster now. We've got the internet. There's a lot of good information on there on different things. You can even find some stuff on lakes and fishing reports. But the electronics, like you run a Hummingbird, I do too, the Helix systems with the Lake Master mapping. I mean, it's just pretty easy to go out there and find good fishing spots, whether you're ice fishing or whether you're open water fishing.
Yeah, that was to this day, that was the biggest eye-opener. You kept telling me, first I got the Helix, what, 7, I think?
Or yep, 6? Five, you got a 7.
7. And then you kept saying, well, get the chip, and I don't know, it was like $150 or something for the chip. And I thought, well, you know, I know enough, I can do without it. I got that chip, and it's like, you think you know all the spots? That thing shows, it just lays it all out there. Every little, bump or hump or drop or whatever, little hole, it shows everything. And if a guy knows how to use it, which I had the knowledge to use it, but just having that and seeing it, it's like, oh my gosh. I don't even use a GPS anymore. I just look at the thing, and you can see. You don't have to mark. You can see it. It's very simple.
Yeah, and even the newer versions now of the equipment, the newer models have what's called Auto Chart Live, which allows you, if you got a small lake that there really hasn't been a good survey map done on, you can go out there in a matter of a couple hours and remap that lake, create your own map, and very precise.
Yeah, and you know, even though, and so there's different chips out there. You had an older chip than me, and I had a newer chip. And between one chip to the other, there's quite a bit of difference between those chips. But then they're not 100% accurate. So we were on Moose Lake, me and you, and we were looking around and looking at the layout of the structure. And it was close, really close, but not quite exactly how it should be. So then you had the good unit, and then you could drive back and forth and remap that spot to a T.
You're right.
I can't do that with mine, but you can with yours. And so if you really want to, I mean, usually you put me on a spot and I'm going to drive around and find it, but you could actually remap it. So when you turn the thing on again, it's going to be exactly what it is.
You know, and like I said, the learning curve is much shorter now. So, you know, I've been encouraging people for a long time, you know, rather than everybody head for the same lake, we got a lot of water to fish and, you know, get out there and enjoy just being out there on a different lake and what you see and the scenery and then learn how to catch fish on that lake.
Well, yeah, and then like I said, we're lucky that Lake Superior is an hour away from us. And
that's another one.
And it's a dynamite. I mean, you talk about big walleye. So, well, if you want a 10-pound walleye, that's a place to go. Northerns that look like muskies. Ice fishing, it's like I said, you could be in a shallow water hump, you know, close to deep water or just off the shoreline. And I've been up there where, here, I got a couple of northerns. Then I got a big brown trout. Then I got some whitefish, walleyes, bass. I mean, they all, this time of year, the water's all cold. In the summertime, that really doesn't happen. Sometimes in the spring it can, but usually in the summer, the water is too warm for all those species to be in the same spot. But in the wintertime, they'll actually mix. And I know just out of Ashland, there was a guy, he was going just off the break where that 12-foot of weeds dropped, you know, to, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 feet. The biggest lake trout, which everybody's going out bobbing in the deep water, but he was getting those fish because here they'll come in and eat perch right. and everything else. They're eating machines.
Yeah, and if you're looking at open water fishing up there, you do have to, the fish do go in different places. Usually lake trout are out farther in the lake and that stuff, but in the bays themselves, you got good crappie fishing, you've got good smallmouth bass fishing, northern pike, walleye, you got some good fishing there.
Yeah, you get in like Ashland, you know, towards, I think it's Fish Creek. There's big, huge flats of shallow weeds out there by the lighthouse we were talking about. And so from in Ashland, from let's say the power plant to the head of that bay, it's solid weeds and it's just shallow water. There's some humps out there and stuff, but solid weeds. And that's a lot of water and it holds a ton. I mean, we've been out there trolling and caught, you know, walleyes and northerns. And I know in the fall, because the fish are moving to the streams, guys will be in that shallow water and they're catching cohos and browns and everything else too. So, I mean, just huge, a huge area that holds a bunch of different types of fish. And, you know, out there by the lighthouse with those shallow weeds, that goes all the way to the sand cut. And that sand cut area, guys are going in there to fish bass. Those weed flats go way out there. That's some of the best walleye fishing in those flats out there. Me and you went up there with who was that?
Chris Beachbuck.
Yeah, and we were fishing for the smallmouth, and we were up in the dang Kakagan River. So we were up in there fishing for the smallies, and geez, there's walleyes up the you know what in there, and then as you know, because they're still working their way down. But then people are fishing that in those right along the shorelines, but those weed flats go out a long, long, long way, and they hold a lot of different fish out there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different places to try and explore either during the winter or just upcoming open water season. I've always said that fishing should always be a learning experience. Every time you go out there, you should try to learn something, the new water, new techniques, new locations. Just keep trying to learn. That's what makes it challenging and fun to me.
Absolutely, it does, and I'm really excited about the new electronics because it makes things a lot easier. And as we're getting older, you can hit a lake for the first time, and I mean we've done that. I'm looking at the thing and go, shoot, I have a hard time leaving one little bay because I'm sitting there looking at that unit, thinking we could try this, we could try that. And if you get the magic number, there's always a magic number. If the fish are in the fall, if they're in 20 foot of water, or if they're up on the shoreline, so if you have an idea of that, you look at those electronics and you can pinpoint those spots and get in there, and it doesn't take long. You just drive up there, and we shut the motor off, drop it in, we use those jigging spoons, drop down, up, okay, nothing here, and you can kind of work around and find the best spots, you know, that in a very fast period of time. The only thing is that, like you said, there's never enough time to spend because it's so exciting looking that the day still goes by fast, but you're just covering more water and finding more spots.
You bet. Well, Tim, it's interesting talking to you. You want to give out some information, somebody looking to get you out as a guide either in the wintertime or open water?
Yeah, then get a hold of me at 715-634-5100.
Well, Tim was pretty interesting talking about it. You know, that's one of the things I got to do is, take a little less time guiding and more time just kicking around fishing places I want to go. We need to take another break right now, and we come back. I've got an interesting interview with professional angler and guide Bro Brosdahl, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. If you're looking for a used vehicle, stop in today. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host is Trent Hoff down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And Trent, you know, line visibility, that's a big deal. A lot of people don't think it is. I've had some of the guides tell me, it don't matter, but it does.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you throw out a bright color line that sticks out like a neon light, and of course, that's going to definitely hinder some picky fish that way. You know, the more natural and the more lifelike you can make your presentation, the better off you'll be.
Especially if it's more stationary. Where line visibility is the big factor key there is that if you're fishing a presentation like a real slow jig or a slip bobber rig where they got an opportunity to swim up to it and swim around it and look at it, there's where your difference is going to be. And I could cite all kinds of differences from ice fishing to open water. I can remember one time we had whole pile of walleyes we caught over a couple week period of time in 17 feet of water with jumbo leeches. It had six rods out there, two with four, two with six, and two with eight. There was not a fish caught on the 8-pound test line, and we lost a lot of fish on four because they were just breaking it off, big fish. So, you know, it proved to me at that point and on a Clearwater Lake that line visibility. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to Bro Brosdahl, pro angler and guide. Let's hear what he has to say about line visibility. Well, Bro, you know, when it comes to ice fishing or even open water fishing, line visibility and line diameter is a lot bigger deal than some people think, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Using low visibility line is great, especially for clearer bodies of water. There's a lot of times that I know that braid doesn't even scare them. You could die direct, but your lure doesn't behave very well on braid. Braid tends to wrap under spoons, and if you're using different types of vertical presentations, it's always good to put fluorocarbon or mono. But a clear mono or a copolymer where you have a little bit of fluorocarbon and mono mix, they're great solutions. Fluorocarbon sinks faster than mono. So in rigging in the open water times, a lot of people are switching back to mono, but I do like the resiliency of fluorocarbon. It's really abrasive resistant.
It works really good. I know sort of the key thing for me is the more subtle a presentation, like a bobber presentation, the more critical is line versus a faster presentation.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing to remember is when you're fishing, if you're in an open playing field where there's no obstructions, no weeds, no brush, it's going to affect the bite more if you have thicker line. If you're fishing in thick weeds, whether it's through the ice or open water, line is less of an issue as far as, because there's all kinds of stuff all over the place that doesn't deter a fish. But using as light a line as you can for the situation. If you're in a snaggy lake, obviously it's hard to, a lot of rocks or whatever, it's hard to go with real thin line. But one thing I like to do in open water times, one of my favorites and just tried and true is like a green braid. I use a bionic green braid, but just note that the green has always been good, and I've used it in many states and many tournaments, and most of my rods are rigged up with braid. But put on a tiny swivel above your lure, and then fluorocarbon or a monofilament below. But make sure that the break strength of the monofilament or fluorocarbon is less than your braid. That way, if you do get snagged up and you break off, it's easy just to add another segment of line and put another jig on. Sometimes going straight to the jig, it just doesn't work all the time with tangles and snagging up. It just drops in the rocks.
Well, thanks, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, he's interested in listening to, but that's one thing you want to think about, too. And, you know, I mentioned slip bobbers earlier. Here's a little trick that if you haven't tried this, how often you've been out there rigging up a slip bobber, you tie a slip bobber on, you snag something, you break it, and then you watch your bobber drift off. Here's a simple solution. I will fish on my slip bobber rods. I have 10 or 12-pound test line, and usually high visibility line so we can see it. Then I put the bobber on that line with the bobber stop, and then I tie a little number 10 swivel on it, and below that I'll put a foot and a half to 2 feet of fluorocarbon, like 6-pound test line or four, whatever I'm fishing with. And then I put my jig below that or my hook. So now you have your line visibility problem solved. You've got heavy duty line up on your bobbers running, and if you snag something, you break off, you break that 6-pound leader off, and your bobber stays attached. All you got to do is drag it back in and tie on a new leader and a hook.
Absolutely. Really nice tip there. And not only do you save a little bit of money getting your bobber back, but it's also going to be better for the environment.
Bobbers are getting expensive now, too. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, what you put on the end of a slip bobber rig makes a difference, too. And one of the other guides, Timmy Duffy, proved to me that, you know, if you put like a jig with a spinner blade on it, on a slip bobber, and you're constantly moving, it makes all the difference in the world versus not fishing. And then how you hook a fish, if you're fishing bass and you're catching them on jumbo leeches, you're going to hook them a lot deeper with just a hook. And even walleyes, you'll hook them a lot deeper. If you got a jig, you hook them more out toward the mouth where they're more releasable. There's lots of ways to fine-tune that bobber system. It's a deadly system. You want to take time for panfish, walleyes, just about anything else. You know, there's a lot of new gear out there that's showing up now after we got past the first of the year. And it's really time to start thinking about getting ready for that open water. If you're in the market for a new boat or a new tackle or a new rod and reel, you know, all that stuff's out there now. And if you had nothing else, you go through your tackle box and clean it out on your days off and make sure everything is ready to go come spring. Because, you know, we'll have some fishing way before we have open water here. There's guys that take off and go to the Fox River every year, from real big walleyes, make trips to Mississippi River, a lot of places to go.
Oh, absolutely. And even in the area, you know, getting to be closer to springtime.
You know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our podcast. You go to our website at WNOradio.net, and from there you can link through to the podcast. It's also on the phones on Spotify. Lots of ways to listen to it if you miss the show. We're out of time for this week. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be back again next week with another interesting show. Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.